Blog Talk Radio.
Casey Roderick, driver number 7, Grand Motorsports Ford, and you're listening to The Pit Stop with Tim Despain.
Live from Talladega, Alabama, you're in The Pit Stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Apple Podcast. Big thanks to Kim Rupp and the International Motorsports Hall of Fame and Museum. Join us Saturday, August 1st for a night at the museum to benefit the International Motorsports Hall of Fame. Front entrance doors for the museum will open at 5 p.m. Dinner will be served at 6 p.m. and the racing memorabilia auction will start at 7 p.m. The band, Swinging Medallions, will start playing at 8:30, with items continuing to be auctioning off during the band's intermissions. Tickets are $75 each or $500 for table of 8. For more information, call 256-362-5002 or email Kim Rupp at motorsportshalloffamefoundation.com.
Good evening from Talladega, Alabama. You're in The Pit Stop, Tim Spain, Stephen Wilson, home of
The 2.66-mile monster we call Talladega Super Speedway. I'm Tampa Spain alongside of Todd Bigsby. Todd, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing good.
Oh, that's great. And thanks again for filling in. Stephen Wilson has the night off. And, Todd, we got a big show going on tonight. So let's bring our Reverend in, and let's get everything started. Let's bring Reverend Joe into the pit stop with Tampa Spain and Stephen Wilson. Reverend Joe, how you doing tonight, my friend?
Good, Tim, but you just got fired. She did a way better job of starting the show than you.
Well, okay. I'll sit on the side and I'll just let her do it. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
How's everything? I hear it's hot.
Yes, sir. Everything is hot, and Suzanne and I got the privilege to go down to the legendary Montgomery Motor Speedway this past Saturday night, spent some time with Casey Roderick and Jeff Burton and Harrison Burton down there. Dan Naris, the general manager down there for the Rumble by the River 100. They put on one great show, and we had a blast.
Sounds like fun. You know, we got David Gilliland's son come out here to race this weekend at the dirt track down the street. And he did some practicing last night. The kid's never been on a dirt track. And was running some terrible fast laps. Kid's unbelievable. Everything he gets into, he does great with. Anyway, let's get
Sounds
this
good.
Party started, shall we?
Yes, sir. You got the floor, Reverend.
All right. Lord, we come before you tonight, and we love you so much. We thank you for allowing us to be in a country where we can race, have fun, do these things we do, talk freely, and have a good time. And we appreciate all that cost you, Lord. And that the death of your son gave us our freedom. We also thank all the soldiers all over the world putting themselves in harm's way to give us our freedom in this country. And we also thank their families for allowing their children, their husbands, their wives to be out there fighting for us. So please bless them and keep them safe. Bless our show tonight. Bless all the racers all over the country. Keep them all safe. Give us a wonderful weekend of racing. Give all the cup drivers a safe trip out here from the East Coast to the far west end of the country to race this weekend. And be with us all. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen, Reverend Jeff. Reverend Joe, as always, great invocation, and thank you for being our official reverend of the Pit Stop. You want to tell everybody can follow you on social media, bud?
Yep, we're really glad to be with you guys and enjoy it very much. And our website is ontrackwithjesus.org. And my email address, which I welcome anyone to send me an email at any time with any questions or anything you want to talk about, ontrackwithjesus@aol.com. And we thank you very much for all you folks out there that we hear from all the time. And also look us up on Twitter and on Facebook. We're always glad to talk with all of you. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy the races and enjoy the freedom. I hope it cools off a little bit for you there, Tim, but hasn't cooled off here in 3 weeks, so I think you're in trouble.
Yes, sir.
You have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay, Todd, that was our Reverend Joe. He comes on religiously every week and does what he can. Todd, I just want to throw out the guest we got coming on. We got a Director of Competition and Communication for NASCAR Stunt Cup Series, Ms. Christy King. At the bottom of the hour and at the top of the hour, we have driver of the number 97, Dodge in the ARCA Racing Series for Roger Carter Racing, Bobby Hamilton Jr. And Todd, if I can, I'd like to throw some breaking news out. I got the email at 4 o'clock my time, Central Time. There's been a crew member. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series has been indefinitely suspended from NASCAR for violating the sanctioning body's toughies policy. On June 17, 2015, Pierce was found to have violated sections 12-1, actions detrimental to stock car racing, and 19. Are you there, Todd?
Yeah, you keep cutting in and out, but I think you're having a little bit of technical difficulty.
Yeah, I dropped twice earlier, but can you hear me good now?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, but yeah, I don't know if you heard some of that. If you want me to, Todd, I know I said earlier Suzanne and I were down at the Montgomery Motor Speedway Saturday night. Did you watch the ARCA race on Fox Sports?
Oh, you know I did.
I'm sure you did. You want me to go ahead and cover that, and we'll go on through this and start talking about a little bit of stuff before we get Christy King come up on at the bottom of the hour. The 2015 ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards Event Number 10, Chicagoland Speedway, Juliet, Illinois, in the 20th was Scott 150. Ryan Reed from Bakersfield, California, and the Lily Diabetes Momo Ford Performance Ford won the race. And just to touch a little bit on that, the Menards pole winner was Cody Coffin at a time of 31.398, a speed of 171.985 miles an hour. Larger victory was 6.293 seconds. Dawkins was 5 for 27 laps. Time of
Tim, you're still having a little bit of technical difficulty.
He'll be right back. Just a little bit of technical difficulty.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. He may have to swap to his cell phone. Hold on.
Todd, sorry about that. I am having a few problems. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go on from the ARCA series, and I'm going to start off with I'm going to read the points out right now. The 2015 driver points standings ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards after event 9 for the Corbin Oil 200 limit. That's something else. Let me move that out of the way. I'm sorry, bud. Do you want to talk a little bit about the ARCA race?
Yeah, seeing Ryan Reed in the ARCA race, you know, was really awesome. You know, the kid drove his heart out, and they just were able to pull it together and to get him out there. And once he got that lead, he just pulled away from everybody. And, you know, I think that was like 5 or 10 car lead ahead of everybody. And once he was out there in that clean air, he was gone.
Yeah. I had heard some more people talking about that on social media. And, you know, I didn't get to see it, you know, like I said, but I want to thank you for being able to watch that and come in and fill in for Stephen while he's off tonight. And, Todd, I'll go on with the NASCAR Camp of World Truck Series, and I've got some interviews from the media center there at Iowa Speedway. NASCAR Camp of World Truck Series, race number 9, the 47th running of the American Ethanol 200, presented by Energen, Friday, June 19, 2015, Iowa Speedway. Eric Jones won the 7th annual American Ethanol 200 presented by Energen, his 5th victory in 26 NASCAR Camp of World Truck Series. This is his first victory and 6th top 10 finish in 2015. This is his 2nd victory and 4th top 10 finish in 4 races at Iowa Speedway. Brandon Jones finished 2nd, posted his first top 10 finish in 2 races at Iowa Speedway. This is his 2nd top 10 finish in 2015. Tyler Reddick finished 3rd. Posted his 2nd top 10 finish in 2 races at Iowa Speedway. Eric Jones, 1st, was the highest finishing rookie, which he won the race. Matt Crafton leads the point standings by 12 points over Tyler Reddick. And, Todd, if I can, I've got some media center stuff there from Iowa Speedway with Eric Jones and crew chief Rudy Fugel. Let's see what they had to talk about at the media center there, Iowa.
Okay, we'll go ahead and start with our race winner, Eric Jones, driver of the number 51 Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Eric is the winner of tonight's American Ethanol 200. And we're also joined by his crew chief, Rudy Fugel. Eric, you've talked a lot about getting the monkey off your back this week. Tell us a little bit about your race tonight and finding your way into victory lane.
Yeah, the Special Olympics World Games Tundra was definitely good tonight. You know, it seemed like the last few weeks, I guess last month, we've been so close, we've led a lot of laps and just haven't quite got a victory lane. So tonight was a good night to do it, and it felt good. And just excited to get the rest of the year going at this point. It seems like it took us a while to get here, but, you know, now that we're here, I think we'll keep reeling a few off.
Rudy, talk a little bit about the final pit stop and getting Eric in position for the win tonight.
Yeah, the guys had the best night on pit road all year. Good stops. Only got beat by somebody taking 2 tires or no tires, so... last pit stop just came in, and everything was perfect. So came out in 3rd, and Eric had a really good restart with those guys with 2 tires, and we're leading by the 2nd corner, or the 3rd corner, if it took that long.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions. Please state your name and affiliation. We'll start in the back with Luke.
Luke Meredith at the Associated Press. The truck tonight was so good, but especially in restarts, what was it about the way you guys were flowing there? It just seemed like you had the field every time.
I don't know. What do you think, Rudy? I'm just kidding. No, it just fired off good. You know, it seems like you, every once in a while you get a truck that fires off good on restarts. Sometimes, honestly, they don't. And this one was just one that I felt comfortable with and it really felt like I could drive hard on restarts. And just seemed like we got a good restart every time, whether it was luck or positioning ourselves right. We just happened to be in the position to grab the lead on most of the restarts. So just a good truck that fired off right on restarts and, you know, came right to life within a lap or so.
All right, we'll go to Jeremiah.
Todd, you want to touch a little bit on that? Eric Jones, one kid's making a statement.
Yeah, I mean, Eric Jones, I mean, as we all know, he's a great driver, and, you know, when they can get his truck set up just right, I mean, that young man can drive. And with Brendan Jones, you know, I got to meet the young man down in Dover, and at that time it was his 6th race, and seeing him come out the way he did there, I mean, I was really impressed. I think we got some really good future young talent here, and I'm looking at seeing some of these young men coming up and really putting on a really good show.
Yeah, I am too, Todd. And just to touch a little bit on that, while we were in Montgomery, you know, Daniel Hemrick running that NASCAR Temple World Truck Series race up there at Iowa, well, he flew down to Montgomery and also run that Southern Super Series down there with that bunch. And I got to talk to him. He seemed like he was wide awake. He wasn't tired or nothing. But that goes to show you just how historic Montgomery Motor Speedway is to drag in a guy like Daniel Hemrick.
And I think that's why I like enjoying following these young guys coming up through and, you know, seeing what they can do and, you know, seeing their how they handle different situations. And I think it's amazing on some of this talent that they're bringing out.
Yeah, it is, Todd. It is. And, if I can, Todd, I'm going to go ahead and touch on the NASCAR Xfinity Series race, which after me and Suzanne checked out of the hotel down there, we got to listen to some of it and got to watch the end of it whenever we got home. The NASCAR Xfinity Series of the Owens Corning Attiquette 300 at Chicagoland Speedway, Juliet, Illinois, 1.5-mile paved track. Eric Jones, he won again.
I'm sorry, folks. Tim's having technical difficulties again.
Okay, we'll be about right back. Hold on one second.
I don't know what's going on. If I drop, I'll let you take over again. I don't know what's going on. I must be having internet problems. Can you hear me?
That's okay, bud. I got your back.
All right. If I drop, I'll try to figure it out. Anyway, Austin Dillon finished third, posted his fifth top ten finish in five races at Chicagoland Speedway. Daniel Suarez, seventh, was the highest finish in rookie. Chris Buescher leads the point stands by 29 points over Ty Dillon. And just to point out some notables there, Ross Kenseth earned his first NASCAR Xfinity Series race. He finished sixth, Todd. That's another young talent coming up.
Yeah, I'm enjoying watching him come up. I mean, I've seen him run in a few different series. And, you know, I know Matt was really happy that things went as well as they did for him. And, you know, I think it's great that he got his opportunity to make his debut in the Xfinity Series. So I'm thinking we might see some more of this young man. Seeing, again, you know, in the Xfinity Series, seeing these young gentlemen coming up through and making their debuts, and, I mean, it's just amazing.
Okay, Todd, I'm back. I am experiencing technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on. Can you hear me talk?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think we got our bottom of that. I can't hear. It might have been something I'd done yesterday when I worked on some of my studio stuff, but I'm scanning everything, so maybe I won't stop again. If I do, just hammer.
Yep.
Okay. And I want to go ahead and play. Let's see here. What was that? I'm trying to get back on. The NASCAR Xfinity Series. Eric Jones and Chris Gayle. The crew chief there in the media center. Let's see what they had to talk about Eric Jones sweeping the weekend.
All right, we're going to continue with our post-race media availability for today's Attacat 300 here at Chicagoland Speedway, and we've now been joined by our race-winning team, Eric Jones, driver of the number 54 Monster Energy Toyota. He's also joined by the race-winning crew chief Chris Gayle and Steve D'Souza, who's the Vice President of Xfinity Series Operations for Joe Gibbs Racing. And Eric, we'll start with you. A little bit of a busy weekend for you. You might need to have another swig of water, right? Friday night, you started out in Iowa in the NASCAR Camp World Truck Series race. You were able to take home that victory. You flew here Saturday morning, able to qualify yesterday afternoon before the rains came, and then we're here today to take home your second victory of the weekend, which really is your third victory of the week if we count Berlin on Tuesday night. But you joked Tuesday night on social media that you finally felt like you had the monkey off your back. Little did you know, I think you did. But talk a little bit about the week and really just being able to really win Friday night in Iowa and then come here today and take home the victory as well.
Yeah, I was really excited about this week. Honestly, dating back to Gateway, I thought we had a shot to win Gateway Berlin here in Iowa. And unfortunately, Gateway didn't go how we wanted, but got the win in Berlin, got the win last night in Iowa, and then had a fantastic Monster Energy Camry today to go out here and kind of top off the whole week. It's nice going in like this. We're going to an off week now, so I have the whole week to kind of bask in this and take it in and get ready for the next one. But just an awesome week, and pretty proud of everybody involved to keep pushing along from some of the races we've had over the last month. It's been a lot of hardship. It's kind of a rough go at it for a while, but we're back now, and hopefully it keeps going.
And Chris, for you, had the win earlier in the year with Eric at Texas. You were able to take home the victory. That was the other team, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But you had the win last week in Michigan in the 54 with Kyle, and then came here, ultimately to win with Eric. You talked about how you wanted to win with Eric and some of the other drivers that have been in the 54 this year. Talk a little bit about that and just being able to come home and take home two back-to-back victories.
Yeah, two back-to-back victories is really cool. I think I talked last week about how the 54 team itself the last couple of weeks has been getting better. I think if you look at the second place in Charlotte, we closed the gap to the 33 car there, and we're running more competitively. And then at Dover with Eric, we led the most laps there and had a really good shot to win that race. And then you kind of cap that off with winning with Kyle. But it's kind of assumed everybody just goes, well, Kyle's in the car, you should win. It's a 54 car with Kyle. No big deal. And I understand that Kyle's great. There's no comparison to most drivers out there. That's just another reason why I wanted to win without Kyle. I wanted to kind of put that statement out there and go, guess what? The 54 car can win with Kyle, without Kyle. It might win more with Kyle than some other guys, but Eric showed you today he can dominate the race and win in the same car.
And Steve, for you, it's always good to go home with the victory, but 2 weeks in a row is definitely fun to take back to the shop and celebrate the guys, especially with the off week coming up for the Xfinity Series.
Well, it's obviously encouraging for everybody at Joe Gibbs Racing, all of our group at the Xfinity shop that work on the cars, the aero department, mechanical, engine. Everybody that works on these things puts a lot of effort into it. They work on all three teams extremely hard, and it's really, really good to see, particularly Chris right now starting to come into his own. He's worked really, really hard over the past several weeks, but several years really to get to this point, and I think you're starting to see the results of what he can put into it. Along with our other teams, too. But it's great to see Eric, can win in any of our equipment, which is good. That's really encouraging for us at Joe Gibbs Racing. We're really proud of all of our guys, obviously, and all of our staff back at the shop as well.
And really, looking at the finishing order today, Eric took home the victory. I believe Ross came home sixth in his debut, and then Daniel came home seventh. So overall, three cars in the top seven is a really solid day for the JGR team.
A great day. We're appreciative of it. We'd like to have more of them, obviously.
All right. We'll go ahead and take questions if you have one.
Todd, that was a NASCAR Xfinity Series winner, Eric Jones, for number 64 car for Carlos Motorsports at Chicagoland Speedway. But at this, and that was Miss Amanda Ellis from NASCAR they were talking to. But at this time, I've got our Bob on. We want to bring on Miss Christy King, Director of Competition and Communications for NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Let's welcome her into the pit stop with Tim Spain and Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Christy, how are you doing tonight, sweetie?
I'm not sure I could live up to that introduction right there. That's pretty impressive.
Well, everybody in NASCAR, we're going to give y'all a big shout-out for everything y'all do, and y'all work your butts off to keep everything going. Yeah, we give everybody that rumble.
I like it. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right. We're doing good, Christy. Thank you. Back in time. Now, don't you get mad at me.
Hello?
Todd Diggers, Christy King. Can you hear me now, Christy?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. I know,
okay.
You guys, Talladega's my second home. I miss it. I miss all the folks down there. It's always nice to come back and see everybody a couple of times a year.
Yes, ma'am. We definitely love seeing you and Carrie and all that bunch. But I want to go back in time a little bit if I can. Don't you get mad at me.
Uh-oh.
Talladega's Christy King named one of 50 most beautiful people in NASCAR.
Oh, my gosh. You really dug deep for that one. You dug deep for that one. The best part about that was my little boy made the magazine too, though. That's what really got me in there, was my little boy.
Yes. I definitely seen that, Christy. I did. And I just wanted to throw that out. I know your time's limited, and you agreed not to take any calls. But I'll touch a little bit on the rules package for Kentucky in July. If you can, Christy, can you talk a little bit about the major changes for Kentucky, the aero package, which will include a 3.5-inch rear spoiler, 25-inch wide splitter extension to the 1.75 inches less overhang on the splitter. Can you touch a little bit about on that and why yourself and come to that? And from what I'm gathering, it's trying to get the 1.5-mile tracks more competitive.
Our goal is to make sure that we put on the best racing possible. I mean, obviously, that's what we're looking to do. And this goal is certainly shared by all the stakeholders in our sport. And, you know, that's a tough job to do. Is we got a lot of stakeholders, and making everybody happy is something that's probably never going to happen. But, you know, this race package will be implemented, as you mentioned, at Kentucky. This is an unprecedented collaboration and alignment between everybody in the industry. And we settled on Kentucky. To be that track. You know, this is not a test. I want to be very clear on that. The teams will be as competitive as ever there, racing against each other with this new package that we believe will make it even take the competition level to a greater level of excitement. Winning will be just as important as it always has on any other race on the schedule. But as you mentioned, there's a lower downforce for the aero. There will be a softer tire year over year there as well for Kentucky. We hope that after discussion with the drivers, the teams, and as I mentioned, the other stakeholders within the industry, that this rule package will be more competitive. And again, it's our goal to try to make that happen, and just felt like Kentucky and midpoint in the season would be the place to do it.
And Todd, would you like to ask Christy King any questions? Christy, this is my good friend Todd Davey, upstate New York. His home track's walking clean.
What is the most exciting thing that you can think of that you do for the amazing stuff that you guys do?
I've been doing this for 21 years, Todd. This is my 21st season in NASCAR. I've spent quite a bit of time on the track side, and this is my fifth season in competition with NASCAR. And quite frankly, the best part of what we do is we do something different every day. You know, as you just talked about the rules package, we face different things every day, some good, some more challenging than others. But we've met a lot of people. I've traveled all over the world, the country, and we meet a lot of great people like yourself. And it's just something different every day. We don't face the same things every day. And to me, that's exciting. I'm not one of those people that could sit behind a desk every day. And I like challenges. I like people. I like racing. I like cars. And I grew up in Ellerby, North Carolina, about 15 minutes from a track called Rockingham that unfortunately is no longer on the NASCAR schedule, but they still host a lot of things there. And it's just the way I grew up. People ask me all the time, you know, are you a race fan? And I always answer, it's just a way of life for me. So that's what excites me is watching things go really, really fast. You can ask a lot of the state troopers that I've met in my lifetime along the way. I like to go fast, too. I think I'm on the wrong side of it some days.
Well, yeah, I appreciate everything that you guys do and make the sport enjoyable for everybody.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate what you guys do, not just the fans, and I mentioned this too earlier, but the collaboration between the industry, and that's just, you know, it's not just the drivers, the teams, it's the media, it's the stakeholders, and that includes fans and everybody else. This sport is made up of a lot of people that make it work, and it takes a lot of people to do that day in and day out. So that's a very important part of what makes it successful, and you guys are a key part of that as well.
Thank you very much, Chrissy. And, Chrissy, I want to touch on I got the email from NASCAR. NASCAR and Hendrick Motorsports team with Microsoft to drive technology and innovation across the sport. Microsoft becomes an official technology partner of NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s number 88 Chevrolet, to feature the Windows 10 paint scheme. And I know NASCAR is looking for a primary sponsor down the road. If you can or can you not touch on what might be involved with NASCAR and Microsoft?
Well, you know, we are always looking for a partners, be it official partners or entitlement partners. You know, not too long ago we signed a deal with HP, you know, and this is very similar to that. We have a wide range of partners, you know, anywhere from, you know, just office supplies to corporate sponsors. Like if you remember, we just signed a new entitlement partner with Comcast with the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So anybody and everybody can be a partner. Obviously, they have different levels of dollar figures and different levels of what goes into that and what we offer up as far as a package that goes along with that. And each deal is customized to what, you know, each person needs or each group needs, and it goes from different things at the track, if it's signage, if it's, you know, execution at the track, be it display areas or, you know, whatever. But the entitlement sponsor, as you mentioned, with Sprint leaving and going away, we are actively out searching. Our New York office, led by Jim O'Connell, is actively out searching for new entitlement sponsors. But, you know, the sport is healthy. You know, just because, you know, someone like Sprint has chosen to take a different path doesn't mean that the sport is not healthy. Again, you know, with the signing of Comcast, with Microsoft coming on and a lot of Fortune 500 companies coming in, you know, the sport is as healthy as you know, it has ever been, and we're certainly aggressively going out trying to sell new and different exciting sponsors and bringing new sponsors in, as well as, you know, maintaining that level of sponsorship that we have with existing sponsors that have been around a long time as well.
And, you know, Chrissy, touching on that, you're talking about the sport is very healthy. Yes, it is very healthy right now. I was fortunate enough to be a pit reporter for the local radio station here at Thunder 927 with Grady and that bunch, and we covered the ARCA race this past Talladega Spring race, and done a little bit that Saturday morning. Well, Sunday morning, you know, me and Suzanne left our normal time. We got our media stuff for Talladega. When we go run up 77 North, we hit Speedway Boulevard right there to take that right, and Christian, we come to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
I am telling you, that is the first time, and me and Russell talked the other day, I told Russell, I said, Russell, that's the first time in probably 15 years I have seen that many people at Talladega Super Speedway. They put on a great show. They packed the meeting in, Christy.
I told Grant it was one of the best races, the best looking shows I've seen at Talladega as far as the people, and the place just looked great with all of the new seating and the new areas that they've constructed over the last couple of years at Talladega. I've been gone 5 years from down there, and it looked absolutely fantastic. They've done a really, really nice job with the place down there. It really looked amazing that on race day. It certainly did. You're exactly right.
Yeah, they did, Christy. And just to throw that out there to Russell and Grant, they've been doing a great job with the new, and I love the new big Jumbotron that they put up. I mean, everything is bigger and better. You know, everybody wants to see everything, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was awesome. But, I mean, you know, we was in the media center and all that. But, Christy, I had one more question I wanted to touch on. I can't remember what it was. Todd, do you have anything for Christy while I'm wrapping my brain?
You were talking about the new package coming out that you're going to be doing for Kentucky. Is there anything else that you can think of that, you know, you're going to be changing up here in the season?
We're always looking at things. You know, that's one thing that I will give credit to NASCAR for. They never rest. You know, everything is evolving. Nothing is ever done. We never say that anything is ever done. We continue to evolve and look at things constantly, from safety to the evolution of the cars, the evolution of the packages that we run. Nothing is ever concrete, and, you know, we're finished with that project. We've got an R&D center, which is where actually Carrie and I work out of, the R&D center in Concord, and, you know, we've got a group of engineers there that are constantly looking for the next best thing, and they are the best things out there. They're some of the smartest people I've ever met in my life, just sitting there having a conversation with them. So we're always constantly looking to make things better. We're never satisfied, which is it's discouraging at times, but that's a good discouraging. So we're always looking to make things better. You know, we're going to Sonoma. This is our first road course this week. I leave tomorrow. We're heading out there, and you know, we've had 10 different winners in the last 10 races at Sonoma. We'll have a new person to put in the chase this the weekend, and you know, that's a great thing, and that's what we strive to do, is make the competition even better, so we'll be seeing new faces in victory lane each week. So that's always our goal, is just to make things bigger and better every week.
Yeah, I mean, you guys do phenomenal job, you know, and especially when it comes to the safety. I mean, after seeing some of the accidents this year, you know, and being able to see these guys, you know, walk away, so it goes to show that, you know, NASCAR definitely is on top of it.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you guys do for us, and I definitely appreciate you having me on, and you guys are wonderful at covering our sport and helping us make it better every week as well.
And, Christy, I've got one last question, if you don't mind. I know your time's busy. Talking about the new pit road timing and scoring, you know, there was a couple of instances, one or two, I can't remember, where TV had, like, qualifying, that they made it to the line, and, you know, the computer time is, you know, it's sort of like delayed and all that. Have y'all talked about how you can fix that, or that TV problem, or what?
Yeah, we continue to work with TV. We have our monitors that we go by, which is down to the hundredth of a millionth of a thousandth of a second, and that's what we go by. We work continuously with TV to make sure they have the correct information and go by the right information. And, you know, we had a meeting with them immediately after that happened, and we'll do everything we can to ensure that they have the right information as well, so that that doesn't happen again. Absolutely. Anytime something like that happens, we automatically, you know, get with them. We have meetings with them every week to make sure that that doesn't happen, and to make sure that they have the correct information. So absolutely.
Sounds great, Christy. And I want to, again, thank you very much for the time out to come on our show.
Well, thank you all very much for having me, and we hope everyone had tuned in this weekend to the race at Sonoma, and hopefully you guys will have me on as a guest again.
Whenever you want to come on, Christy. Now, Suzanne and I, our next race is going to be Darlington. You and Thorpe going to be there?
I think Harry has got that one. That's his home state. You know, he won't let me cross that South Carolina line.
I heard that. And Christy,
that's his territory.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And
thank
we'll
you
see you here in Vegas. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you later, Christy. You didn't talk about that. You got the floor, Bud.
What was that, Tim? You had broke up.
I'm on. My IT got it fixed. I don't know what's going on. Any last thoughts on what Chris King had to talk about as far as the new rules package for Kentucky and anything you want to throw out there? You got the floor, Bud.
Well, you know, seeing the different stuff they do, seeing what they're trying to improve with to make things better, I mean, the time, the effort, all that brainstorming and all the stuff that they do to try to make the sport better, I mean, it just, as myself, you know, it blows me away on how much actually goes into it to make the sport so it's safer, more competitive. I'm looking forward to seeing this new package come out. So I'm really, you know, hoping that everybody, that when they bring out this new package, that they all like it and can work with it.
Yeah, I will agree too, Todd. I mean, you know, NASCAR tries across the table to level the playing field. But one reason you probably heard me ask Christy, one reason that they made this rule package change is to try to make the racing more, I'll go ahead and say it with my redneck voice, more better at the mile and a half tracks. I mean, you know, because you sit there and watch and you hear them talk on TV, Todd, your second place car, he can get, I mean, if he's not just a way lot better, he cannot pull up and pass. And they're trying to get it where it's more passing, more competition, more exciting for the fans. And we're going to wait on our guest. Suzanne's supposed to get Bob Hamilton Jr. on here. She can probably go ahead and text him. We'll get him coming in. And just a little bit about Bob Hamilton Jr. You know, Bob Hamilton Jr. raced, he raced at the Xfinity Series there for a while. And my good friend, Ashton Lewis Jr., took over his ride after, I don't know what year, but Ashton took over the 25 Marines car after Bob Hamilton Jr. got out of it. But we got Bob Hamilton Jr. coming on here shortly, Todd. And you said you watched ARCA race. I can't remember where he finished. I know he's 15th in the.
Yeah, I follow Bobby Hamilton Jr. and Roger Carter Racing, and, you know, seeing the different talents that they bring out, and it's just awesome to see different people coming out and trying to make their debut in a series. I mean, it's really, really good.
Yeah. All the way up to the Sprint Cup Series, he raced, let's see, well, that was his dad. But, I mean, let me see if I can get in. I'll see if I can find out what all's going on. I got my paperwork jumbled up. But let me see if I can
find out. And I'm also pulling out my book here because I'm very fortunate to have something very special here in my book, and it's going to take me just a minute to locate it.
Okay, and while you're doing that, Todd, I'll start with Bob Hamilton Jr. in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. He had 253 races run over 10 years. His best finish was 4th in 03. His first race was 1998 AC Delco 200 at Rockingham. His last race in the Xfinity Series was 2009 at the Dover 200. His first win was 2002 in the Busch 200 at Loudon. His last win was 2003 in the Bosch's Supermarkets 200 Phoenix. He had 5 wins, 63 top tens, and 4 poles in the NASCAR Xfinity Series over his career. So, be 47 races run over 6 years in NASCAR Temple Bowl Truck Series. Best finish was 16th in 2006. His first race was 2001 GMC Livewell 200 at the Milwaukee Mile. Last race was 2011 Buddy Hill Vineyard 200 in Nashville. He didn't have a win in the Camping World Truck Series, but he had 11 top 10s and 2 poles.
Yeah. Here in the ARCA series, I mean, watching him go, I mean, the guy drives his heart out, and he's striving for that win, and I'm very glad to be able to see him race as much as he does, and it's just amazing.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's been around sport for a long time. Maybe Suzanne can get him coming on here in just a minute. I don't know. I'm scrolling through my stuff here. We can play a song right here, Todd, take a little break if you want. Wait a minute, the phone, something's done popped up. Maybe we got Bobby here coming on. We'll wait and see what Suzanne's got going on. But, yeah, I didn't get to interview Bobby when I was pit reporting for Run 927 for the ARCA race here at Tyler Super Speedway, but one of my cohorts did. I didn't get to talk to him, but Bobby Hamilton Jr.'s a type. If they race lawnmower, Todd, he would race a lawnmower. He's just like my good friend Casey Roderick down there this past weekend at Montgomery Motor Speedway. Anything that's got a bicycle, wheelbarrow, I think Bobby Hamilton Jr. would probably race it.
I can tell you, like you used to say, you know, if they did NASCAR wheelbarrow racing, I'd watch it. Well, I could tell you, if he was the one pushing the wheelbarrow or the one riding in the wheelbarrow, yeah, I'd be watching them.
Well, okay, it's not Bobby Hamilton Jr. that's just popped up here, but it's the next best thing. Let's bring in mine and your good friend, my good friend Tony Bajinski. I'm up there in Indiana. Let's bring him into the pit stop between Spain and Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Tony B., where you been? I've been waiting on you, brother.
I've been there's a lot of racing going on in the Midwest, and it just kind of keeps a guy busy and just kind of waiting on things to just kind of build up and maybe buy a race team, you know?
I heard that, brother. I'm going to thank you again for calling in. We've got Todd's already on. Steven's got the night off. And, gentlemen, if y'all don't mind, I want to step to the side for a minute and take a break. We're waiting on Bobby Hamilton Jr. to come on. And, everybody, this is Tony Bajinski and Todd Bigby from upstate New York. This is their segment, Everything Open Wheel. I'll be back in just a second, gentlemen.
Okay, buddy. How you doing there, Todd?
I'm doing good, Tony. How are you, buddy?
Oh, everything's going good. Just going real good. And just trying to buy some time. Just so all the fans know, I had reported on Brian Clausen and Rico Abreu was going into Indiana Midget Week finale. Rico had a 1-point lead on Clausen going into the last race at Kokomo. 2 weeks ago, it was rained out. Well, this past weekend, it wasn't rained out. They would have needed a boat to race there. It was just completely full of water. So by the points, Rico Abreu is your 2015 Indiana Midget Champion. And, Ohio Spring Week is going on right now. They're getting ready to start California Midget Week, and July the 9th is a kickoff in Speedway, Indiana, for Indiana Sprint Week. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the Midwest, and I'm sure you've got a lot of stuff going on up New York way. What do you think, Todd?
Yes, you know, we have our every week dirt racing going on, whether it's the modifieds, the super modifieds, the late models, the street stocks. Everybody's been in full swing and starting up already is the lawnmower racing. And so there's a lot of racing going on all around upstate New York. The sprint cars are up and running.
Very good. I don't know if anybody caught it with the NASCAR Truck Series out at Iowa Motor Speedway. The USAC Silver Crown Series ran a 100-lap race out there, and Bobby Santos came home the winner of that race. And those Silver Crown drivers are coming back, and they're headed to next Thursday, a week from this Thursday, they're headed to Terre Haute to Action Track, and those Silver Crown cars will be on the dirt.
Yeah, seeing, you know, these different cars, you know, and them going on to the dirt, I mean, it is a whole different ball game, and I know they're loving it.
They're awesome. And it is, you know, there's a lot of difference in a pavement car and in a dirt car, and you know, they really get around there. What a lot of people don't know is they love to go watch the sprint cars run, and the sprint cars and around in the Midwest run a 410 motor. Some places they'll run a 305 or a 360, but you know, most places they run 410 motors. And in the Outlaws, they run what you brung. But the nice thing in the Silver Crown cars, I don't know if anybody knew this, all they run, and it's a bigger car, all they run is a 360. And those cars get it. And they do a really good job, and they work really well. And so it's quite a series, and it's really nice. It's a good paying series, and first place at any track that's a mile is $10,000, and any track that's under a mile is $8,000. And boy, I'll tell you what, when you think about 15 races like that in a year's time, as opposed to when you win a race in a sprint car that pays $1,200 or $1,500, what do you think? What kind of racing we want to do, Todd?
What was that, Tony?
What kind of racing would you rather do?
Well, you know what? I love my dirt. I mean, watching how those guys handle the cars, you know, going sideways into the corners and, you know, being neck to neck really gets me excited. I mean, the phenomenal job that these guys do. But when it comes to my asphalt racing, you know, I got to say my NASCAR is, you know, top of the board. I mean, it's not the same, but the competition is all still there.
Oh, absolutely. I was more coming at you, would you rather run a sprint car or a Silver Crown car? Silver Crown cars pay $8,000 to $10,000 to win, and sprint cars are only paying $1,200 to $1,500 to win on most days.
Yeah.
And I'd rather run a Silver Crown car. Make money.
Yeah, yeah. The bigger payday, the better, you know. And I mean, so yeah. I mean, I definitely would have to go with the Silver Crown and have that chance at winning the big pot.
Yeah, you know, they do have certain events throughout the years that, you know, and. They have an event coming up this Friday at Bloomington Speedway, the Sheldon Kinzer Memorial, pays $4,400 to win, and they pay $350 just to start the A Main, so that's pretty good for the guys.
Oh yeah, any bit that, you know, they can to make and be able to help them out, you know. I mean, as I always say, something is better than nothing. If you're out there trying, at least you're going to get something for being out there trying.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, these guys work their heart out. They spend many of hours preparing for this racing, you know, so my heart goes out to all of them, you know, for all their time and effort and try to make it great for fans.
I never got to know how the racing went in Montgomery, Alabama, where Tim and Suzanne went. How'd that go for them?
Tony, it went awesome. We got to hang out with Casey Roderick, Renee Jones, and Casey's mom, and we had a blast. Talked to Jeff Burton. Got a radio promo from Casey. I played it earlier. Got a radio promo from Harrison Burton, and I don't know if you were listening earlier. Daniel Hemrick, you know, run the NASCAR Temple World Truck Series that Friday night at Iowa Speedway. Well, he flew down and run that Southern Super Series there at Montgomery Motor Speedway. And I'm telling you, Stan Harrison, and they put on one hell of a show, bud. We had a blast.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it was 100 laps, and just like they said, it's going to be the fastest 100 laps you've ever seen on a half-mile track. And it was really awesome racing. And, you know, with that being a historic track, you know, the Allisons, you know, used to call that home, you know, Bobby, Donnie,
did
and,
really?
And all that. Yes, that's where they got there. That's where they started back in, don't get me the line, Tony, 60s or late 50s or whatever. Yeah, that is a very historic track for the Allisons.
Well, you know, I go way back with the Allisons, and probably only you and me are going to remember, but I remember Clifford. Clifford ran with us, and you know, he passed away too, but he was amazing.
Yes, he was, Tony. Yes, he was. But yeah, they, I mean, it was hot. You know, we got down there and we went to the Holiday Inn down there. We were going to try to check in early, but they had a big crowd the night before, so we could check in till 3. So we went. Benon went to the track and just figured we got done with the racing, and we left the track probably 11 o'clock Saturday night local time, and got back, checked in, and Suzanne and I, we were give out. So we just ordered us a pizza, sat there, had a couple of adult beverages, and went to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. There's a
a lot of racing going on, and Nico Rosberg won a race in Formula One. Lewis Hamilton only leads by 10 points. Both Mercedes drivers are in 1 and 2. I think it is going to go Mercedes in Formula One. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah.
And,
IndyCar
is kind of shaking up, too, you know. Got some new guys winning, and they shake up the championship there as well.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Bobby, how you doing tonight, bud?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Hey, we've run over into Stephen Wilson, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com. He had tonight off. Todd Bigby, upstate New York, his home track is Watkins Glen. He co-hosts with me all the way up to now. We're into Tony Bajinski. Their segment, Everything Open Wheel. Tony won the Tony match it up in 2012 500 with Dario Franchitti. He also won the 2013 Rolex 24. Am I correct, Tony? Tony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I got you, Bobby.
Okay.
I don't see Tony there. Yeah, Tony, Bobby, thanks for coming on our show. I had mentioned you earlier.
I'm losing you guys or something. You keep breaking up.
Bobby?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Todd Bixby. I'm the co-host for tonight, filling in for Steven.
Okay.
Tim's having a little technical difficulty.
That's fine.
First off, I like to say Roger Carter Racing, you know, had sent me your hero card, and I'm honored to have it.
Yeah.
I try to follow you guys and keep up on everything that you guys do, your progress. I know you've been in the racing for a very long time.
Yeah, well, you know, the race stuff is all we've basically ever done. I mean, we've been around the block a time or two with trucks, Nationwide Cup, ARCA, twice now. You name it, we've done it. And the racing thing has just been part of my family for years, years and years. My great-grandfather, my grandfather, I mean, matter of fact, the country singer Marty Robbins, a lot of people don't know this, but my family, my great-grandfather was building his race cars. His cup cars and stuff like that when he was running at Daytona and stuff. So this is what we do. This is all we do. This is everything else is kind of a hobby, but this is a life.
You've done a little bit of every series. Is there any particular one that you like the most?
You know, this is going to sound pretty comical, but I like the ARCA series. The reason why, it's 20 races. It's really laid back. It's not really, really demanding. You can still have a bad day, still walk out of there with a decent run. I mean, it's I don't want to say it's easy because it's not easy, but it's a whole lot easier than some of the other stuff. And it's something that you can being a Frank Kimmel winning multi-championships is something that's available there. Running Nationwide and stuff like that, we've had a stint of like 2 or 3 years where we've winning races and running for championships. And that stuff, it costs so much money and it costs so much time and no time with the family, no time with everything else. And it's just, it was almost like a real job. And with the ARCA series, is more of a fun, like a normal, it kind of brings back like it was weekend racing, like we was racing on Saturday night, you know, I got your normal officials, you got normal guys show up, and little trailers, big trailers, little open trailers and stuff, and we're all there to do one thing. Let's get the green flag and get the checkered flag. So ARCA Series is by far the best place as far as when it comes to fit my family, my schedule, and everything else.
Now, I know you're driving for Roger Carter, and, you know, him being a smaller team, you know, the lower-funded team, and for all the work that goes into preparing for a race, getting yourselves ready, the travel, what is the most difficult thing for you to get ready for each week?
The biggest thing to get ready for each week is basically with our budget. I mean, there's not really a budget. It's almost like what you can afford to do that week. I mean, with Roger and them and the way they do their program, they don't have a big time sponsor. They have associate sponsor that comes aboard every so often on some of the races. We have Titan 1000. They do a lot, but at the same time, it takes about $1.5 million to do these things right a year, just do this series right. And we're working off probably $200,000, $250,000. And so what you have to do is you need to be mentally prepared to what you got to do when you get there. There's been times where we got to the racetrack and we don't start on new tires and we race on older tires. And I mean, it is what it is. You got what you got in front of you. It's almost like, but the cool part about it is you're racing. You get to race in a really, really good series, and it's almost like feeding a hungry man anything to eat. They want it so bad, they're so hungry for it that whatever they got on their plate, they'll eat. So, but the hardest part about the series is making sure you're funded well and making sure you have a plan for that weekend. Because if you don't have the big money, you don't have the big sponsor coming in, you know, you're just kind of you're kind of there trying to get by and trying to survive each week to week. So that's the hardest part.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot, you know, and fans, you know, really, you know, should understand on how much goes into this to be able to race each week and, you know, and everything that's involved in it.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, it's so much behind the curtains. People see, everybody thinks you just go to a shop and load up some cars and go. I mean, this is kind of a long week for us. We don't have to leave till Friday, but we're still at the shop now, and the guys are still back there right now getting cars repaired. And what we'll try to do is try to give them a day off before we leave to spend time with their families and everything like that. But we can't guarantee that, but that's what we'll try to do. Now, next couple weeks we have off. We'll let them have a couple days off a week to get some home time and stuff like that. But other than that, but you know what? These guys are racers too. I know for a fact there's three of them who I can send home and give them a day off. They're still at the shop next day tinkering, cleaning, doing something because they don't, you know, they want to be where they're at the race shop. So it's a special breed to have to do this. I mean, it's not your normal guy because a lot of people, we get them in who wants to try this and a lot of work. People think it's just show up and race and glory and yay and checkered flags and trophies and stuff, and it's not. I mean, that's a small part. The big part, it starts at the shop. And if it ain't prepared, if it ain't ready at the shop, it then sure ain't going to be ready when you get to the track and you're going to struggle. So, like I said, everybody's racers. They love to do it, and they put 100% into it. If they didn't, there's no way they would do it because the pay ain't enough. Too many hours staying away from their families, but that's how much they love the sport to do it.
Gentlemen, can y'all hear me now?
I can.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Bobby, thank you very much. And Todd, thank you. Bobby, I apologize. I've been having technical difficulties all night. I don't know if this is the first night I've ever heard it, so it must be an omen. You're probably going to win this weekend.
Right.
But, Bobby,
if you can just survive Winchester, it's a good enough.
Yeah, I know it. And watch out for my good friend Will Kimmel up there. But anyway, just want to touch a little bit about, you run 64 races over 5 years in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. I won't go there. I want to drop down to the NASCAR Xfinity Series. You run 253 races over 10 years. Your first race was the 1998 AC Delco 200 at Rockingham. Your last race was the 2009 Dover 200 at Dover. Your first win was a 2002 Busch 200 at Loudoun. Your last win was a 2003 Boschire Supermarkets 200 at Phoenix. You had five wins and 63 top tens over and four poles. Can you touch a little bit about your career in that first Phoenix week?
Yeah, you know, and it's I'm telling you, and that's not really a good record. I mean, when you hear some of the stuff that's out there, I mean, you look at some of the, but at the same time, when you look at some of these guys like Jason Keller, he was there for double that. I mean, and had the same amount of wins. I mean, the series is hard. I'm telling you, when people don't realize in that NASCAR series that you better have your big boy. You better have your big boy shorts on when you go over there, because I'm telling you, with these cup teams involved and stuff like that, I mean, we were – our sponsorship with the Marines was only, I think, like $2 million a year. Now, a lot of people think that's, oh, my God, that's plenty of money. Well, not considering you spend $9 million a year to do it. And even then, you know, you're still behind on some of those cup guys. Those cup guys will spend anywhere from $10, $12 million bucks on a nationwide program, or an Xfinity program. So it's it's big bucks, and all the talent's there. I mean, and comes to winning races. I mean, it's, if you win one of those races, you really need to pat yourself on the back because you've done something. I mean, and win those five races. Or, I mean, I can remember about every one of them, but at the same time, I should have been there. I can remember the ones I've lost, finishing second or doing something stupid on the racetrack, taking myself out, costing me more wins than the ones that I've won. So. But overall, I mean, I've done everything that I wanted to do. I've been started from the bottom, went to the top, and basically went back to where I am now. I'm getting to have fun, ride around with a bunch of good group of guys, and have fun. I mean, you have 20 races, it ain't too bad on my schedule. I get to go to all my little girls' ball games and stuff, and it's what it's about, man.
I'm probably going to tell him, hey, God bless him. You know, I watched him win here at Talladega, and just the excitement and everything. But, I mean, you know, just like you said, I mean, the sponsorship and everything that goes into the NASCAR side of it, far as it be Cup, Xfinity, was back when you raced, and it was the Busch and the NASCAR Camper World Truck Series. But you finished at the 2015 ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards Event Number 10, Chicagoland Speedway. You finished, 15th. Yeah, you finished 15th, Bobby. That was a good run, bud.
Which track was it?
This past weekend in Chicagoland, you finished 15th, correct?
Every time you say the track, you break up, so I can't tell you.
Okay. I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm trying. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, so tell me what track you're talking about, and I can answer for you.
We didn't get
I think he was asking about this past weekend.
Oh, the past weekend in Chicago. We were way off. We had some issues with some tire stuff and some shock stuff. We broke a light front shock, put a several laps down. We went in there with high hopes. We thought we was going to be okay, which in practice we were going to be okay. But, I mean, we had some stuff just simple stuff. It just broke. I don't know why. Even the shock guys, well, they don't know why. It's just one of those, you know, man, that's kind of say that one for the record books because we can't answer it. And, you know, we won there in the nationwide car. So we kind of figured we were going to load and be okay, which we were okay. And then, you know, you can't control bad luck. So it is what it is. Move past it. And the good thing about racing is, I mean, you got 20 tries to get the best you can do. And then once that week is over with, whether you're hero or zero, you move on to the next one. You know?
Now, this weekend coming up, where are you racing at?
Winchester.
Now, you've run there before?
I've ran there in late model stuff. Run there in late models and stuff like that, but never no ARCA stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you know, every chance they have it televised, I really enjoy trying to watch, you know, you guys do your very best at, you know, and it's like when I see when but I see you guys on TV. I'm like, come on, go. You know, so it's exciting to be able to watch you progress and keep getting better and better.
Well, it's not just me, it's team. I mean, we've got to build from ground up from here. They got a lot of new guys and a lot of new cars and a lot of old cars and a lot of new stuff and a lot of old stuff that we have to put together. And you know, the simple fact, Rome wasn't built in one day. So, I mean, we got to just race to race, put a goal in place, try to get to that goal, and go from there.
Tim, were you able to return?
Ma'am.
Yeah, poor Tim's been having nothing but technical difficulties tonight. Yeah. So I apologize for it.
Yeah, hey, man, guys, it's okay. I tell you what we'll do. I'll get off here and let y'all get that fixed. And she can hit me up on Facebook, and we'll try this again when y'all get everything straight, okay?
Alrighty, and at the time, you know, if you want to go on and thank your sponsors and everything and where people can follow you, you can go ahead. You have the floor, sir.
Okay, no, we're good to go, man. Get all y'all stuff fixed. And like I said, it was great to be on y'all show, and she can get a hold of me on Facebook, and we'll rock and roll again anytime she wants to, okay?
All righty. Thank you very much. All
right, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Susan, are you there? I do apologize, everybody, for the technical difficulty.
Tom, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know what's going on, Todd. Thank you very much, Chair. The NASCAR Tampa Ford Truck Series is not racing this weekend. Their next race. F1 has your coverage at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. MRN and Sirius XM has your radio. And the NASCAR Xfinity Series is off this weekend. Their next race will be July 4th. Subway Firecracker 250 powered by Coca-Cola at Daytona International Speedway. NBCSN has your TV at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. MRN and Sirius XM has your radio. And then scheduled this weekend at Sonoma. Friday, the 26th, the Sprint Cup Series practice, 3 p.m., 4:55 p.m., Fox Sports 2 has your coverage. That's Eastern Time, local time 3 hours behind. Also Friday evening, the Sprint Cup Series final practice, 6:30 p.m., 7:55 p.m., Fox Sports 2 has your coverage. Then Saturday, the 27th, Sprint Cup Series qualifying, 2:15 p.m., be on Fox Sports 1. Sunday, the 28th, the Sprint Cup Series Toyota Save Mark 350, will be at 3 p.m. Fox Sports 1 and PRN has your coverage. Todd, any last thoughts?
Well, I'm just looking forward to another exciting weekend of racing and looking forward to see you can pull out the good win.
I'll say good night from Talladega, Alabama.
Cruising. guess it ought to be against the law. Plain and simple, girl, them dimples know just how to turn me on. Now, baby, don't you look at me that way. Cause you know there's only so much I can take. Cause you make me wanna push truck to the side of the road, slide on over, let me hold you close and tell you everything. FM on the radio.